good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. My native name is Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder. We discuss native issues, and native issues are human issues, and human issues are native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. You could call them at 651-304-9986, and they're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow. Hey, so it's Monday. Mm-hmm. We got a couple people on. Who do we have on today, Wendy?
We have Kalia Jackson. And she's a singer-songwriter, and she wrote a beautiful song we're going to be playing.
Regards to murdered and missing indigenous relatives.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then Monday it means?
We have Dr. Anthony Stately, and he's going to be on later on to talk about all kinds of stuff.
You're the best sidekick. Yeah. Awesome. So what did you do today, Wendy?
Oh, I was busy today. Phone banking. So if anybody knows what that means, is that you're calling a bunch of people, asking them to do you a favor. So I was asking people to call their legislator to stop the possible mandated wolf hunt here in Minnesota, wolf hunting and trapping. So that's in the Senate right now. It's going to be going to the floor anytime now, and we need to stop it in its tracks. So as many people can, please call your senator and tell them that you oppose a wolf hunt here in Minnesota.
Yeah, great jobs. I mean, a mandate wolf hunt, what the heck? Mm-hmm. I almost said what the hell, but I mean, yeah. So hey, let's get to the news with Ogma. We haven't spoke to Ogma since Friday. Mm-hmm. We're live here on Native Roots Radio, and we're all over Turtle Island. So welcome, Ogma.
Hi, Aneem Bujur, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe. I'm from the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and my name means Golden Eagle Woman. I am here with some updates and news for you from all over Turtle Island. As always, I start out with some information and ideas and those kinds of things regarding the anti-pipeline movements that are coming through here. First thing I want to say is that the Pipeline Legal Action Network is going to be having a meeting every other Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. For protest support. So if you have a case, if you've been arrested or been part of organizing or something and you're not sure what you should be doing or what your next steps are as an arrestee, you can get some of those legal questions answered. Make sure you check out Native Roots Radio's Facebook page for the link for where you can go to get signed up for that event. They do ask that you register ahead of time. Today at 5 p.m. was the first event of Mondays for the Mississippi at the Manuman Protector Camp in Bagley, Minnesota. So can't wait to see and share some of the live footage that might come out of that. They're going to be going every Monday in the Bagley area at the Manuman Protector Camp and caravan to the Mississippi and play hand drum and sing songs and just generally tell the water how much we care about it. As always, tomorrow at 7 p.m. in Park Rapids, Minnesota, is Salsa at Sunset, which is Tuesdays for the Water to Stop Line 3. That takes place at 101 2nd Street West. Again, that's Park Rapids, and it runs from 7 to 9 p.m. Also happening tomorrow, Tuesday, May 4th at 7 p.m. is Watershed to Watershed, Lessons from the Back 40 Mine Resistance, and it's an event by Duluth for Clean Water. And what they're going to do is have a discussion with organizers who are resisting the Back 40 Mine, which is a sulfide ore project on the bank of the Menominee River in Minnesota. And the coordinated efforts of this group recently resulted in the denial of the project's wetland permit, but the work is, of course, as we know, often not done. Rights of the Mississippi River Conversation Series number 3, held by Rights of the Mississippi River, MN350, and the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund is an online event that will be happening tomorrow at 7 p.m. as well. And what they are working for is for the Mississippi River to have its own rights, which I know that they have done with some other natural things in different places of the world. 2 years ago, rights of wild rice were legalized by the White Earth Nation in Minnesota. So the event is an open conversation talking about what the rights of the Mississippi River would look like and what it would take to achieve it and how to get there. It's really, really going to be interesting. I hope that is something that could happen. Wednesday is the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives. In the Twin Cities at the Capitol building, there is going to be an open mic and art installation at the Capitol. The art installation has been completed by Artist C3 and funded by Reclaim the Block. And the open mic will be to hear from MMIWR survivors and other community members to share remembrance of people, words of support, and to engage in collective healing. That should be a really good event. Again, that's at the Minnesota Capitol in St. Paul on Wednesday. So you could probably expect to see one or two of us from Native Roots Radio tuning out for that one, right, Robert?
Or three of us.
Yeah. Is there a time on that, Ogama?
You know, I should have the time, and I don't have it in front of me, but it is on our site.
It's 2 o'clock at the Capitol.
2 o'clock.
It is 2 o'clock? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Wendy. So then that's Wednesday, but Friday is the Global Day of Action to Defund Line 3. So target banks in that are Chase, City, Bank of America, RBC, and TD Bank, and they are targeting the asset manager BlackRock, asking that people pull their money out of those banks and asset management companies and all of those good sort of things if they would like to divest or defund Line 3. And on Friday at 10 a.m., as part of the Global Day of Action, there is an event in Duluth, Minnesota, and that is at the Wells Fargo building in Duluth in downtown on Arrowhead Road. So make sure you tune out there. It looks like Camp McGizzy is going to be there, and the Loaves and Fishes Community Group is also going to be there. So what we're waiting on in other pipeline news is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers required to give a second opinion on whether the Dakota Access Pipeline should be shut down. The U.S. Judge Boasberg told the Corps that they must make a decision by today after they basically previously attempted to not have an opinion on the subject. I don't have any news on what that decision by the Army Corps of Engineer is just yet, but make sure you follow Native Roots Radio on Facebook and Twitter. I'll be following it tonight, waiting for that information to come out. As soon as it's out, I will be sharing it. In other news, the Blackfeet Nation in Montana gifted their surplus COVID-19 vaccines, about 750 doses, to nearby residents in Alberta, Canada. People drove for miles and lined up on the highway to be vaccinated at a mobile clinic they'd set up at the border crossing. I got to see a picture of that. It was really intense. You know, I guess I wasn't aware of, you know, the status of vaccinations in Canada, but I feel like that probably says something about it. And then one big last thing I want to touch on is in the West Coast, water is becoming more and more of an issue. California water officials have accused Nestle of draining more water out of the Southern California Strawberry Creek in San Bernardino National Forest than they were permitted. They have issued a cease and desist order, which was sent to the company on Friday, and asked Nestle to stop draining millions of gallons of water out of the forest. And the Colorado River's largest reservoir in Arizona is just about 38% full and actually declining toward the threshold of a first ever shortage. Water officials in Arizona convened with an online meeting to outline how the state's going to deal with that. So water pains are coming, people.
Wow. Boycott Nestle.
Yeah.
Boycott Nestle.
Nestle makes a gazillion different products, so check it out.
Right, exactly. So, again, Pinigigi Ogama for the news. You people out there in Madison and Chicago and the Twin Cities, you don't get that kind of news locally, so we want to give Ogama a big shout-out, and we do this every day. We start the show with what's happening all over Turtle Island. So, Pinigigi Ogama, Up next, who do we have?
We have Kalia Jackson, who's a singer-songwriter.
And she's doing this very important song, and we're going to debut it tonight, Wendy.
Yeah, you'll hear it live here on Native Roots Radio.
Right on. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. You can call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you don't need to live in the Twin Cities or Minnesota to call them.
Yeah, they get a lot of calls from all over,
yeah.
And they mentioned that when they were guests, Wendy, that, wow, that's a good problem, but they were really surprised, and we were going, well, advertising works.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So, hey, we're going to mix it up a little bit today, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely, if never, have a musical guest on.
I'm excited.
Right, and we have Kalia Jackson, who is just an awesome artist, and I know I listened to Well, I've seen her live, mm-hmm. but then COVID hit, but then she would do her own jam session and drop in every once in a while. But she has an important message tonight, an important song that we're going to play for you. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, Wendy. Robert, it's nice to see you guys again. Shoot.
Exactly.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time, a long time. I really like your background, but I guess we're on radio, so I shouldn't really talk about that. So can you talk to us about the song a little bit, and then what was the inspiration?
Well, it's a song basically just in support and showing awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women. And It was really personal for me just because right before, like the October before, I found out that one of my best friends was actually murdered. And it's still pretty hard. So this whole process, though, it's been an emotional roller coaster for us all. My buddy, JG Pakutas, just James in the hip hop world. He's from the Pacific Northwest over in Washington. Same deal with him, just really personal. It was this whole year we've basically been doing this process where you do a take, you totally break down, you're crying, pull it together, do another take, break down, just got it. We had to muster through, and it's just, later on, I was talking to Jellybean Johnson, and I was just like, yo, man, like, you know, there's a specific sound that I want. And he listened to it, and he was just like really emotional as well. It was just, you know, just as especially with what was going on with George Floyd, and just, yeah, it was, you know, people of color. I mean, it was, this song has just been really, like I said, an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, you know, the title is I Will Find You, and just that in context of our missing and murdered indigenous relatives, it hits home just to think about that. My mind races. We've listened to the song a few times before we came on. I've listened to it. You know, you're talking about sister, mother, daughter, lover that are in the lyrics, and we know too much that our relatives can be gone in no time. So this is really pertinent. And we got May 5th going on.
Do you want me to play it now?
Well, sure. we could play it now and then get back and talk about it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Can we do that?
Absolutely. All right.
All righty, here we go.
Stolen from home, or else I walk in alone. We want answers and won't hear no. We won't stop and we won't let go. Red handprint on our face for the ones that are gone. We embrace for the cause of my noise, for the truth that I'm here. Our voice, all this trauma has caused a shift in us. Oh my mama, I'm never giving up. Red hands, we gon' rise and lift them up to the sky. Creator, lift us up.
Beautiful, powerful.
You have a gorgeous voice, by the way. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. Thanks, Wendy.
It's awesome. So that, I'm kind of speechless, Wendy.
Yeah, it's very powerful. It really is. And you know what? Since this is so personal to you, you could really hear it in the song. It really, you could definitely hear the emotion and the, you know, how much it meant to you in this song. So beautiful job.
Yeah. And, it's crazy too. Jellybean, Johnson's been around for so long, and you could hear the riffs, and mm-hmm. that was really awesome, and it's just produced so well, and we feel blessed to have this on our show, first broadcast on radio ever, so we really feel blessed. That was just awesome.
Yeah. Tell our audience, too, you do something on Sundays. I catch you every now and then, right? You're on Sundays live. You do a live thing. Tell our audience what that is so they could check it out.
Well, I have this live stream called Sunday Mimosas. And, of course, once the shutdown happened, you just had to make it work. I mean, I played some guitar sometimes. I mean, you guys know my buddy Corey Ray White, who's just a killer guitar player. I'm going to step back and just let him do his thing. But when COVID hit, you had to really adapt, and so I just hauled arson, learned some guitar, and it all came together. And with this track, it was really cool because we're all in different places. Like, I did most of the recording in this home studio that I put together, and then Just James, him and his brother, actually, so they're over in Washington, and they're recording and making these beats, and they actually mixed it as well. And then you have Jellybean over at his studio. And so it was really incredible how we were all in just like separate recording situations, but we're able to bring it together and have the product that that we, you know, ended with. And I do have to give out some more condolences and thoughts and prayers over to Jellybean and his partner Marty. Jellybean's son passed away last weekend, and we just had a service, and you know, so it's Regal the Rare, and of course Jellybean taught him everything that he knew, and Regal was top producer, like really had a lot going for him. So it was another just unexpected, like, hard hit. And of course, that's something where you just hold true to family.
Wow. It's just been hard, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just been really hard this last year. We just feel really blessed to really put this song out. I'm still blown away. I'm kind of mm-hmm. a man with
a few
words.
Well, we're
going to
play it again for our bumpy music.
Yeah, right on. Well,
and you can see it live at the Southern Theater this Friday, Minneapolis.
That's awesome. Let people know where the Southern Theater is real quick.
That's going to be on Washington Avenue in Minneapolis. And I can actually send you the links where people can get their tickets. It's through the production company A440. Our hip-hop artist, Just James, is going to be there. So that's going to be really cool. So you're going to have quite a few natives on stage.
That is great. Oh, so crazy. Pina Gigi again.
Thank you, Kalia Jackson. This was wonderful. Singer-songwriter wrote a beautiful song. Let's take another listen.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Food Freedom Radio is generously supported by Seward Co-op, now offering the safety of full-service contactless shopping at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Seward Co-op has dedicated pickup times for first responders, seniors, and those with compromised immune systems. Visit seward.coop and learn more about delivery provided by Soddenberg's Floral and Gifts, in addition to curbside pickup. It's that safe and easy. That's seward.coop/to-go. seward.coop/to-go.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
This is Santita Jackson. Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, we'll bring you the best progressive talkers, thinkers, and doers on AM 950, Minnesota's progressive voice.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies overnight with a low around 41, Tuesday sunny with a high near 58, Wednesday sunny with a high near 59, and Thursday sunny with a high around 60. And don't just settle for an inferior chocolate truffle. Get something truly special for mom. High-quality, award-winning artisan chocolates from the locally owned Chocolat Celeste. They have local pickup and today only free nationwide shipping when you order $50 or more online. That's ChocolatCeleste.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, I love that song. It's great.
We should do this more often,
don't you think? Yes, definitely.
Feature an artist? Mm-hmm. That was just awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And AM, there's nothing like AM music. It brings me back to my days of KDWB when I was a youngin' here in the Twin Cities here. We had that was the Hits AM station. But, hey, it's Monday, so what does that mean?
That means we have Dr. Anthony Stately here with us today. So,
and he's the CEO at the Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis area. Welcome, Dr. Stately. Always great to see you.
Hi, good evening, Wendy. Good evening, Robert. Nice to see you. You as well, Ogma. You're in the
Yeah, producing things. Yes, she's the puppeteer in the background. Don't move that curtain, Wendy. You were going to mention a few things before we got really going with Dr. Stately about what's coming up for Bobby P this week.
Yeah, Robert is going in for his second colonoscopy, and we're very proud of the fact because we want to promote the fact that how important it is to get regular colorectal screenings done. And I just looked up on the internet here, and I don't know. I want to ask Dr. Stately this, but it says here that colorectal cancer is the second most common cancer among Native people and the second leading cause of cancer death, and that there's, of course, no usual symptoms until it's too late, and regular screenings can detect polyps in the colon early before they turn into cancer and give you problems. So we just kind of wanted to promote today, you know, of course, talk about COVID also, but just kind of say, like, you know, Robert's not embarrassed that he's going to get his colorectal checked, you know?
Yeah. I remember the first time Dr. Stately, the doctor, I said, "Are you nervous?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Hey, it's easy peasy. I do these hundreds of these a day." And I went, "Okay." And the next thing I remember, I'm waking up. And it was done.
Yeah. I had mine done a few years back, too. I think maybe about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And, it was much the same experience as me. I was like, you know, I was talking to him, you know, they put you under now and, you know, and I was talking to him and the next thing I would know, I'm waking up and I'm asking him what we're done. And he's like, yeah, I just picked up with the thread right where I left off. I was talking.
It was the ice cream is what I said, but he didn't.
Right. I know. He was a really nice doctor. He was very gentle, explained everything he was going to do before he did it. And then he said, when I woke up, he told me I had a beautiful colon. I didn't really know how to accept that information.
Right. That's all good news.
Well, it should be good news. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. But it is. It's important, for both men and for women to get regularly checked because
it is actually very important for women to get colorectal cancer screenings because they are also at risk for colorectal cancer. I think a lot of mythology, people think that only colorectal cancer is prevalent among men. It's actually not true. Many women do. And I've known folks in my lifetime who've had colorectal cancer and caught it too late, and it takes them very rapidly. So easy ways to do it too. When you're over the age of 50, or if you have a history of colorectal cancer in your family or other related sort of conditions, your primary care physician will recommend that you take a FIT test. And a FIT test is pretty non-invasive. You're just they mail and it's very non-discreet or indiscreet. Like, you know, they send it to you. Or non-descript is what I meant. They send it to you in little mail-in kit, and you take your sample yourself and you mail it right back to them, and they will give you a an update and let you know if you need to have a colonoscopy. And usually you only have to do that if the FIT test comes back with some positive results, right? Kind of a screening, and they tell you to come in and look, pardon the pun, deeper, but
yeah, I know. And it's so funny. I remember when I went for mine, like the whole time they just had all these like jokes, like, no, you know, all the, you know, I can't even remember any of them, but they all pertain to your butt, you know, so they just make you feel at ease. I mean, the hardest part is, I think, the prep before, you know, drinking it and, you know, preparing.
I kind of like that, Dr. Stately. I was into it. I was reading on the toilet, and I was like on my phone, got the laptop, you know, everything was me. But hey, so I had, this is my, I'll be 60 this month. So this, we're celebrating all month, and I guess this is part of the celebration. But the last time I had it, we had a couple polyps. And so they wanted to come in every 5 years. Of course, it's been 8 years. So, but I'm doing it because I want to know where I am at 60 years old. And so when I get older, I have some sort of, touchstone point.
Like baseline.
Thank you. Yeah.
Baseline, yeah, for sure. Those are all really important things. And, you know, a lot of people, one of the things we've been discussing a lot, and not just my clinic, but also I think just broadly in healthcare, is the amount of lack of availability of resources for people to be able to do things like get their regular cancer screenings and other kinds of regular chronic conditions, staying on top of those things during COVID. And we are certainly, bouncing back here as we get more people vaccinated. All my staff in my clinic are vaccinated. We are able to do these kinds of things, be able to have people come in and take care of these situations now. And it's been a year and a half probably since a lot of people maybe have come in and felt comfortable about taking care of a cancer screening, whether it's breast cancer or cervical cancer or colorectal cancer, lung cancer, any of those things that sort of like want to stay on top of. And, you know, it would be a good idea to contact your primary care provider if you haven't been in for a year or longer for a visit, because, you know, they, most cancers these days are survivable if you catch them early, right? And just catch them early, you can usually come up with a good treatment plan.
Well, that was such a great point. Sorry, Wendy. That was such a great point because I remember I wanted my colonoscopy and they weren't doing elective surgeries in the beginning of COVID. That's such a good point. We all got to get back on the horse.
And the dentist, too. I'm overdue. Like, I'm a kind of person who goes every 6 months to the dentist and get my cleaning.
Yeah.
And I'm really on top of it. And it's been over a year now. So I definitely have to take care of that. So I'll be doing that, too.
Wow. Yeah, any of those regular health things that you would normally do that you put off because of COVID or because health centers or other doctors weren't doing those things, take care of them now. Schedule them now. You know, as the world kind of cracks back open and people get vaccinated, more people will be scheduling appointments. It'll take you longer to get seen and those kinds of things. So the earlier you can schedule it, the earlier you can get in, the better for your own health. So I want to encourage everybody in your listenership to do that. Native people, we have some of the worst health conditions and many of the preventable diseases that we're talking about today. And those are certainly one way that we sort of stay on top of that is to get your screenings as quickly as and early as possible. Right.
Yeah. And then people can do really well. And like you said before, that you knew people who, got cancer or colorectal cancer and it was too late. My stepfather, he's still alive and he's doing well, but they had to remove most of his, they had to remove his colon and some of even his intestines. The cancer got so bad and now he has a colostomy bag. He has to live with that. He's doing fine, but he does have to do that. And then years ago, I worked with a woman, and she was 42 when they found it, and she died very shortly after that. She didn't even make it to her 43rd birthday. So I know that is kind of unusual, but it's very, just get checked, get checked. If you have
Absolutely.
A family history, go in earlier and get checked, so.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I can relate to people being afraid, right? I can relate to people being afraid. When I went in for my colonoscopy, there was a little bit anxious, and trapped and kind of biting my fingernails, a little bit. But I had to think about my boys and other people who loved me and those kinds of things. I have a little bit of a responsibility to, take care of myself so that, I can be around for them still. So
Absolutely.
We want to try to remember why these things are important too, right?
Yeah.
We got a question up there. It says, what tests are important for obese people to get screened for? And that's from Josie.
That's a really great question. I think things that you would want to get, you'd want to get tested for would be things like hypertension, high blood pressure, those kinds of things. And also, of course, for screening for diabetes. So doing things like taking your A1C levels, your hemoglobins, checking those things out. It's interesting, a lot of people, I think I've talked about this before when I was on the radio, but, I was very incensed the last time I went in for my physical about 2 years ago, maybe a little over 2 years ago. This is, of course, before the pandemic. And, somebody told me, they do take your height and your weight and a few other things. And then they ask you some questions. And then this very nice nurse, maybe it was more like a health worker told me, like, you know, did you know that you're on the border of obese and you know, overweight? I was between overweight and obese, and I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm thin and gorgeous. What are you talking about? That, and I was thinking in my own head, right? But the point being is, like, you know, obese is a medical term that we use, right, to determine sort of like fat content or other kinds of body composition, not just like how you look outside of your body, but, you know, what's going on internally within your body in terms of like those things. So you want to make sure that you want to get screened for diabetes, because pre-diabetes is something where you can still manage it. And if I think I had listened to her and done the pre-diabetes management thing, I might not have had diabetes kind of sneak up and hit me in the face when I was in the hospital with COVID. So,
wow. Hey, Dr. Stately, can you hold on for another segment?
Sure.
That's awesome. And we got some breaking news too we want to bring up about DAPL here. So and then we'll get to Dr. Stately mm-hmm. because there's a lot of questions coming up today on our Facebook Live. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Did we get Dr. Stately on that? All right. Hey, we might have to do it again. But hey, Dr. Stately, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of the Native American Community Clinic. And what I want to do before we get to Dr. Stately is there's a quick update I'd like Ogma just to let us know. It's not good news, but it just popped up in the news just a few minutes ago. Ogma.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. It's Ogama Ginuwekwe. Earlier on today in my segment, I was talking about the DAPL pipeline and how the judge has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to make a statement on whether or not they support a shutdown or would not support a shutdown. And I didn't have any information on that. And I have just received information that they did side with DAPL and they do not support a shutdown of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I can't say I'm that surprised because I don't believe previously they did, but it is definitely a bit of disappointing news and wanted to make sure you were all aware.
It is disappointing.
Yeah, it is very disappointing. And Wendy and I are DAPL soldiers. We were out Dakota Access Pipeline many times with our little puppies and
camping out.
Yeah, and bringing a lot of supplies. Well, thanks again, Dr. Stately, for staying on with us for another segment, because it's really interesting today. We have a lot of questions. So I really like that part about you know, not knowing you're obese, because I think it's weird because I think women think they're fat all the time and they're not, and guys think they're super buff all the time and we're not. I mean, I am, but most guys aren't.
Yeah, I can see it. You look really good wearing that shirt. It's my favorite shirt.
Awesome. Oh, look at Wendy showing her pipes off. No, easy. No.
Yeah, like, you know, everyone's going to put up their guns now, right? So I see that Thunderbird Charcoal has a question here. You can kind of take that question.
That'd be awesome.
So I would recommend that you advocate for your healthcare rights. And I would imagine, I'm not really sure of the context here, but I would imagine that, you know, if you're living off reservation and you're a Native American and you're seeking healthcare either at a big healthcare system like a hospital, for instance, like an Alina or a, you know, a Fairview health system or, you know, any large health system, it can feel a little bit overwhelming. Like you don't have a lot of, you know, power or right to sort of ask for more information and those kinds of things. You know, one of the things that you can do is you can look at the documents they give you when you sign in for that hospital, when you register. Every hospital and every health center, health clinic is required to give you a patient rights and responsibilities waiver that you sign, that you indicate. So consult that document and review it and make sure that they are affording you the same rights and conditions that they are responsible for providing to everybody. I think the other thing that I would say is, like, you know, you have a right to question diagnoses. You have a right to ask for more information, those kinds of things. You have a right to ask for a second opinion if it's a serious condition and you want more answers about the situation. And if you didn't feel confident in the doctor's assessment, you have absolutely a right to ask for those things. And you have those same rights whether you are paying for your own healthcare system or services, or whether you are in public assistance like Medicaid and those kinds of things. The financial source of your payment for your healthcare does not determine whether or not you have rights, right? And the last thing I want to say is that NAC is one of over 1,300 federally qualified healthcare centers that operate in the United States. In Minnesota specifically, there are 17 FQHCs, which include Native American Community Clinic. And those clinics have a responsibility to deliver healthcare services, quality healthcare services, to anybody who walks through their front door and seeks healthcare and lives within their catchment area. And you know, be willing to speak up and demand your right to healthcare. It's a fundamental human right to have healthcare, and it's also a legal right that you have.
Wow, that's awesome. Ogma, did you have a quick question? I thought I saw you raising your hand, but I was having maybe flashbacks of school today.
No, that's okay. I actually just had something to just kind of chime in. I seen something come through social media, and it said if there's a doctor that's maybe dismissing your symptoms, sit there and tell them, I would like you to note it on my chart that you have refused to test me for the symptoms I'm having, that you've refused further testing, and see if that changes their mind, because that means they have to chart that they refuse to give you tests. And if you come up later with something because they're dismissing you, then it's charted that they didn't do that. And as a woman who, you know, women a lot of times, especially with pain, we can sometimes be dismissed for having, you know, menstrual cramps or something if it's abdominal pain and they don't diagnose those things as quickly, especially in those larger systems. So I think that's a really good thing to just kind of pop in there for people too to know.
Yeah. That's an excellent recommendation. Absolutely.
Yeah, Wendy, you're the medical genius in our house. So do you have any more questions? Maybe we should segue to COVID.
I agree with Dr. Stately and Ogama that everybody has to be their own best advocate, and just, you know, even if you feel like your question might not be valid or you might think it's silly or stupid, it's not. No, you know, not any question is. And then I think that, you know, there's a lot of doctors out there, and I think that there should be a doctor for everyone. And just like when you meet people, sometimes you click and sometimes you don't. And it's the same thing with a doctor. If you're not happy with your doctor, if you don't feel comfortable with your doctor, if you don't like the way they talk or anything about it, you have the right to pick another doctor, even if it's in the same group.
I liked my doctor. He said I could have chips.
You know, we had, you know, in my infectious diseases clinic, we had 14 doctors. And when we got a new HIV clinic, a new HIV patient in, we would ask the patient what kind of style they liked. If they liked a doctor who liked to talk a lot, spend a lot of time, do you want to just get in and out of here? You just want your clinical labs and, you know, really fast. Do you like a female? Do you like a male doctor? So we kind of wanted to fit our patients with the doctors. So
I think
that's really important to like your doctor and feel comfortable.
It is. And actually, your doctor, if you are having a long-term relationship with your doctor, that's probably one of the more important relationships you're ever going to have besides, you know, your husband or your wife or other life partner. And, you know, you have to be able to speak with your doctor and tell them when you disagree. You have to be able to say and ask them questions. And I know one of the challenges sometimes, it's really very common. You know, doctors can sometimes come into the room and they can talk to us like over our heads, like we have medical degrees as well. Right. And what you want to be able to do is say, hey, doc, you have to talk to me like I'm just a regular person because I'm not a doctor. You're not talking to another doctor. Mm-hmm. And so you can ask for more information. You can ask them to explain things to you, and you are entitled to disagree with them. Right. And you're entitled to say, I want to speak to somebody else. Is there another person, another doctor in the clinic or another doctor that you work with that you might be able to recommend that I see? Because I think that I want to have a second opinion.
Hi. Wow. That's great. We're with Dr. Stately, and this was a great little roundtable with my former pharmacist, Wendy, and the doctor here. And
I'm still a pharmacist. I renewed my license.
Oh, right.
Did
on.
My CE credits.
Hey, with yeah. that, I'd like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening part of the show, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plentycoops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. We need to mask up, resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I want to thank my beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot, Ogama, Dr. Stately, and
Kalia Jackson.
Thank you. And we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
And stop line three.